Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. 9. Paige. Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
He's not. He doesn't have a fat face. I've Googled a bunch of pictures.
I saw him on TV about 2 weeks ago.
Maybe it's something that's happened recently then.
Did you see some of the live stream of the show in Asheville?
No.
I was happened to be looking at YouTube that evening. He was live for like 30 minutes up there. First 30 minutes of his show was live streamed for free.
Heard the song he did with Luke Combs? It's real good. I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either, but yeah, I've heard it. If it's him, I've heard it.
Yeah. Billy Strange.
Oh, yeah. I remember the story yesterday. That's good.
My gosh, yeah. This is weird. I don't see any big pictures of him.
But he's a pretty skinny guy. I was trying to get Fatboy Ben through the doubt saying he's got a full face.
I always like to hear when people say someone's fat and then like you don't know who they are and you go look at them and you're like, God, that's somebody's perception of fat.
Mm-hmm. It's weird that'd be Fatboy's perception of fat, though.
Now, again, y'all half-ass hear what I said. Compared to Mitch Kramer, Wiley
you
Wiggins.
You want to stare down right now, bud?
I can't. He's a fatter Mitch Kramer. Now, Mitch Kramer now, Wiley Wiggins is blowed up.
But you can't say fatter unless someone's
that
actually
is not fat.
He might be less skinny, but he isn't fatter because he ain't fat.
I ain't getting entrapped in this. That's what y'all do.
You done did it yourself.
That's what y'all do when Nine comes back. You tag team.
You done did it yourself.
Nope.
He's got a young looking face.
I see.
Now he got three on one.
I got Mitch Kramer on one screen, uh-huh. And then I go over to the next one to see Billy Strings. And
Billy.
The best way to say it is Billy Strings is a older version of Mitch Kramer. I wouldn't say heavier.
You can't say fatter if he ain't fat at all. He's like, still skinny.
When people call themselves fat and they're not really fat, that angers me.
Yeah.
That angers me. I don't know why.
This picture's kind of chubby.
Good Lord. That's chubby? Wow.
Kinda.
Now I got to find the picture she's looking at.
What's your source? That's AI.
I know, AI could have chubbed him up.
Allen Iverson, baby.
Just like the fat quarterback pictures. Remember when those started circulating?
But I like love handles on a man.
Oh, that's, I love when a woman says that, too. That's nice.
Here's Billy Strings with his shirt off.
You ain't ever going to get in a position with me to have to hold on to him.
I've seen two pictures of Billy Strings with his shirt off. Ain't no handle of any kind.
No.
Gay.
Oh, gosh. You wonder, like, the whole thing about you, the way you see the world through your eyes and your eyes only, which is a great song, by the way. Only for you. It was from James Bond. The perception of people as to what is fat. But when somebody isn't and they say it, it drains me. It doesn't even have to be a woman. Women typically are the ones that do it. I say that. I'm just doing a woman's voice, no particular one. Mm-hmm. Generic woman's voice. I'm so fat, But a guy, the guy, I mean, it's just known. We are.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yeah.
fat.
Billy Strings does wear T-shirts a size too big. Maybe that's what it is.
Which James Bond was it from? Octo No or Dr. Pussy? I get them mixed up.
I forget, too. The riot one from Russia.
Dr. No Pussy. I must have saw him from the side of my TV just to kill the argument.
Oh, no. It's not. I think it's not an argument. It's the bigger.
These are fat boys arguing about it.
Bigger thing about like what
yes.
people consider to be the word fat.
Oh, or, yeah.
You know, heavy set. All the different ways I was described when I was lost in a Kmart.
Yeah.
My son's missing. What's he look like? Brown headed. Heavy set. Kind of a husky boy.
The worst one was some old Southern people. I'm talking about real old ones. When I was young, when I was a kid, they were already really, really old then. But they'd see me running around a little fat kid, and they'd say, oh, you healthy, ain't you? They'd say healthy. Healthy.
He don't miss a meal, does he?
I mean, they grew up in the Depression and stuff, so to them, fat meant healthy.
But then when you
they were starving to death.
You know how we will look at the old food pyramid and, you know, all these different things you're supposed to eat, and now we can kind of look at them and say, well, you can't really say that for everybody, and also maybe it's upside down, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you feel that same way when you look at what the ideal weight charts are?
Well, like BMI?
It depends on the body type.
Mm-hmm.
Because I should weigh 171 pounds, according to this.
Oh.
I
should weigh like 140, 150 pounds or something like that.
When I was a freshman in high school, my daddy was really, he's like, Matthew, oh, Matthew, play football, Matthew. Daddy, them boys are big.
Because
I was 5'8". As a freshman, I'm still fat. I said, Daddy, I'm too short to play. He's like, you got real broad shoulders, though.
Yeah.
You got real broad shoulders. Look good in a pair of shoulder pads. I was like, you say that to Mama, don't you? Because she would wear shoulder pads in her clothes. And but then that one summer, I grew from 5'8 to 6 foot, I think, over a summer. And I would get the worst leg cramps. I'd literally wake up crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like a P-U, crooked letter.
Yeah.
Probably got a lot of
E-Y.
A lot of peach emoji that summer since you had a little growth spurt.
No.
Let's see.
Again, no facial hair. I looked like a gym teacher. It was not. I just had a real lovable face, but the stuff around it was not good.
I should apparently weigh between 125 and 165 pounds.
See? There ain't no God. Way. Like, the... not possible.
125 pound man would be you'd look sick.
That's absurd.
You'd look unhealthy.
That's a legit question.
Yeah.
For Niner.
Yeah.
How old do you think you were when you weighed like 160 pounds?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
No clue.
I never kept up with like until high school football.
Probably. Maybe.
God.
I don't know, man.
I never looked at my medical records after I'd leave Dr. Hicks's office.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you would go to do football stuff for the program, they'd have to weigh you.
I should ask Matt. I don't want to trigger anything.
About what? Hey, you didn't play high school football.
Well, like, when do you think you were? Because you were fat your whole life, right? So when do you think you were like 160 pounds?
Once I started the public school systems when I got fat.
That's
no
when the
lie.
Food was good.
That's no lie. You see me, I got a picture. I looked awesome, dude. First grade, first day of school, leaving from my nanny's house. I'm wearing an outside shirt, red in color. I'm wearing white shorts. And I'm wearing some blue Nikes. How they afforded them, I'll never know. And I looked awesome. I had a mushroom haircut.
Yeah.
I looked great.
Bottom
I go in
San
there,
Susie.
Straight to school every day. Double lunch, double pizza,
mm-hmm.
honey and peanut butter sandwiches for breakfast.
Yep.
Yum, 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 yum. And then cheap food around that.
Is all you can afford?
No.
Yeah.
P1 Nutty says he's 5'9", 152 pounds, and people always hassle him for being skinny. He is quite thin.
Yeah, he is.
But that would put him right near the top of the BMI, because he should weigh no more than 169 pounds, apparently.
You know what they say about them skinny dudes, too? It's proven true.
Some of them.
Oh, I'd say like 90%. Hogs.
Oh, I think you meant on their heroin.
Oh, Nutty, is that true? You can text us.
Yeah, tell us, Nutty.
Like,
be honest,
if you're,
please.
You know, also the just looking at a list, though, like, what if you're that, you know, you're heavier, but you're like ripped, you're stacked. That's going to weigh more. The density.
Well, yeah. Any professional athlete, according to BMI, is obese.
And that's a short window. Yeah. Like,
if you're 30 pounds over.
Do you remember Henry Rollins was always jacked up? Yeah. Uh-huh. He said you can't live that way now.
Yeah.
Your body just can't take it.
Because your heart or just the joints? Muscles
the joints, yeah. Yeah.
He had to thin out.
I think the older you get, it's okay to carry a little bit more weight
sweeter
on
sweeter the juice.
I just effing said when you get older, you can't be as heavy. You hear this?
Well, I mean, when you get
stare
really,
down, go.
I'm just saying because my mother died only weighing about 77 pounds, and I think when you get older, you need a little bit of fat on you because you could fall and hurt yourself.
Well, and a lot of it's from different perspectives is what this is. I can explain what just happened with Fat Boy and Paige here. Paige is thinking about it in perspective from like a healthy, thinner person. When they get older, it's all right to put on a little bit more weight. Fat Boy's thinking about it from a fat person's perspective, where if you get older, you ain't going to get older unless you lose some.
Oh, yeah.
I just got trump carded. What happened? I can't come back from that.
Oh, no.
She pulled the big one.
She's good. She's done that to me, too.
No, I wasn't.
I'm talking about not you. I put my foot in my mouth.
Yes.
Like the other day. I was
not you anything, bro.
I was talking to somebody. I swear to God, it's a true story. They were telling me about someone they knew that was in a troubled marriage. And they said they had three kids. They're all 4 years apart. And I was like, oh, man, 4 years apart. They say that that's about the time when you're like, it's your angst about, oh, I don't know if this is going to work out or not. Let's have another kid and see if this solves it. It's usually about a 4 year cycle. That person started smiling. And I was thinking in my head, why are they smiling? I said, oh, God, they got three kids, don't they? I said, what's the separation on that? He started laughing and said, 4 years.
Oh, Lord.
But, I was like, I don't even mean to do it sometimes. I never think about the receiving end of things I say. And it never comes from a place of malice. It's just like the woman at the haunted house meet and greet that night.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They put her hand on, he put her hand on her belly. We're doing pictures. I said, I'll put your hand on my hand on your belly, too. And then we smile, and I said, when do you do? And she said, I'm not. I'm just fat.
Yeah. And Matt learned something that night.
I did. Never touch a woman's belly. Ever. Even if her husband's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you took the training video. You can't even ask her if she's pregnant.
She doesn't work here.
This was before that video.
That's only for people that work in the building. I can't touch her belly.
Well, yeah. She handled it well. She didn't cry.
Oh, she laughed it off real good, you know.
So she got back in the car and cried.
Not so many times. I know. Hey, why are you walking with a limp? I have one leg way shorter than the other one. Why do you think I have preferred parking, dummy?
I mean, how do you come back with that? You don't say you're not fat. You're just fluffy. You just say you just have to apologize.
I usually point ahead of them, and then when they turn and look, I run off.
Okay. Hey, look over there.
Look.
Oh, hey, there's that movie Smile. You heard about that movie?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's got the teeth down there.
Yep.
God.
Yeah, but Matt's the guy who just in trying to be nice would like look at somebody, some new guy at work, and be like, oh man, did you hurt your knee or something? Like, no, it's a prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
That's just the spot. Matt would just be trying to be friendly, and it turns out dude's got a fake leg.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Or there's one darker, deeper one. A listener for years that. He and his wife always would come to all our events. And finally, I see her, and I'm like, hey, where's... She's like, he died 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and starts to tell me all that, like, it was a very trying, bad time. And I'm like,
I'm just kidding. He's in there taking a dump.
Oh, he's in there. Smells like he's dead, though. He's
really,
a match.
He really passed away.
Yeah, he was really gone.
He's really dead.
God bless him. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, did you know a third of us would leave our job? I'll tell you what the condition would be. Next in your Rise Guys headlines.
You got to work past 10 o'clock.
Woo!
It's a deal breaker, boys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll find out the answer to that. You got me thinking now. You got me thinking.
Something else.
She's staring at me again. Look, she does that, man. The look in her eyes, she will just stop you. She just looks at you like.
I'm hungry.
Like she's peering a hole through you.
Like she's thinking of something to say or she conjuring one up.
I don't know. All right, we'll get the answers from the Queen of Headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ciao. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And this story is kind of surprising to me. Because did you know a third of us would leave our job for the same pay somewhere else? Now, when I read this, I was thinking maybe there would be some kind of condition to make you leave a job, but apparently not. According to the study, it found that a third of us would leave our job if someone else was willing to pay us the same amount that we're making. No raise required. Almost half of us would leave for as little as a 5% bump in pay, and two-thirds would bounce for a 10% pay bump.
Huh.
So
it depends on, like if, I mean, if it was in town, you got to think about cost of living.
Mm-hmm. So there's
one
more.
Time we got an opportunity to go to another town, and it was a significant raise, but when you figured it out, cost of living, it was not a significant raise.
Yeah.
Luckily, that's not a thing anymore. It's like, hey, we'll pipe you into somewhere.
Right. Yes.
Stay where you are.
So part of this study looked into what makes us feel valued at work. And 80% overall say that they'd be more motivated if they felt appreciated more often.
Mm.
And maybe that's what it is, rewards. And I imagine it's changing.
I know. We get free bagels. You see the email?
With the corporate structure and how people relate to each other, are people your coworkers or do you have friends at work?
There's some people that like to just jump from job to job to job.
I love how he brushed past that question.
The average person, they stay at a job at 2 or 3 years now? Oh. They change jobs every 4 years or something like that? It isn't long. It's less than 5 years. I remember that.
It does seem like women do that better than men. Remaining friends past the job or like really maintaining like a social life outside of the work.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that's like you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly there's more pressure too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more requirement.
The dudes aren't planning the birthday parties or the, you know, baby showers.
Some of them
and
are.
Things.
Gender
some
reveal.
Some guys are better party planners than others.
Well, that's true. Roy Hummers puts on a hell
great.
Of a party.
Mm-hmm. He did a great little Halloween spread downstairs. That was
it really was nice. Nice.
It was
I heard
nice.
He dislocated his hip.
But I've had some great relationships that I've met through this job and my other jobs. You know,
yes.
That I really like people. I do.
We're going to put that on her tombstone. She really liked people.
Yeah. Well, I really like people, the ones I like.
Yeah.
You know what you should put on my tombstone?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Sausage.
Pepperoni's pizza.
I found, so people, they find the most meaningful forms of appreciations are, quote, personalized forms of gratitude. And second, a raise is very important. The other meaningful form of appreciation at work includes promotion, bonuses, extra paid time off, a one-on-one conversation with your boss, and awards like Employee of the Month.
But there's no, like, recruitment really anymore. Where does all these incentives go? It's almost like you're going to work and you're going to like it. Be thankful you have a job.
Around here, winners have parties. Unless we kick everybody's ass, then we don't.
That does grind my gears. But you don't want to be, like, that's
we
the thing.
We won too much.
You don't want to be the ones to say it.
No.
Like, hey, where's that party that, you know, if I didn't want to go to anyway, but still, like, where's that party at? Because no one else would come to the party because, like, we smeared everyone else.
We won too much. So. Yeah.
Well, you want some controversy? Yes. The latest to accuse Sean Combs.
Puffy.
Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Got another accusation?
Oh, Lord, is this a famous?
Is a man.
Wow, okay.
Yes. So this is a lawsuit that was filed on Monday.
Listen to Cat Williams sitting there. Uh-huh, yeah, I told you in Club Shay Shay. Y'all didn't listen. That was my Cat Williams.
Sean Diddy Combs was sued Monday by a music producer who is accusing him of sexually assaulting him and forcing him to have sex with prostitutes.
Oh, not him.
The other guy.
That was a common complaint in the last situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where he would like, it was like a cuckold kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess hiring male and female escorts for the lady.
It's so weird, man. So there, so weird.
There's unsolicited groping and sexual touching, and the man also alleges that he had to work in a bathroom while Combs showered and walked around naked.
You know, Jennifer Lopez.
He had to work in the bathroom. Like, what was he doing? Was he working on the spigot? Was he
the bathroom spigot.
Shining the floors? Isn't there a Puff Daddy's walking around, you know, looking like a grandfather clock, I'd imagine.
So as far as we were talking about the other situation with the prostitutes, he was allegedly pressured to have sex with them. And the producer woke up in bed with two sex workers, suspecting that he had been drugged.
You know, Jennifer Lopez was talking about she was in an abusive relationship. She didn't say who it was.
I think it was two sex workers and Puff Daddy woke up with. All of them in the bed together.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, he was part of the involvement with Puff Daddy and, like, in a homosexual way. Because that's been the innuendos Cat Williams made.
I don't know.
I don't know of it.
If you talk about the physical part of it, like the abuse,
yeah,
we know it's temper issues because when the son was at UCLA, he was in the locker room smashing the mirrors and threatening people with weights.
What did J-Lo say, though, about a former abuse?
Well, she just said she was in an abusive relationship. She didn't mention who it was, and then people were starting to think maybe it was, you know.
Yeah. Well, it could have been years ago. Who knows? He's
I mean, it's some kind of pattern.
Yeah.
If another one pops up, it's, you know, it's kind of hard to believe. It's all just like people trying to get a payday.
So
might be something to it.
The lawyer for Sean Combs called the events described in the lawsuit that was filed pure fiction, and they're saying it will be fought in court, that this didn't happen.
See, what if you got to say that? What if somebody comes to you? Well, let's say somebody else was accused, and they're like, man, I did it. I did all of it. But I don't want to admit it, you know. Just get me out of here with a check. Let me settle it. Then you're the lawyer like, damn it, I know he just told me he did it. Now I got to say it was all lies.
It's right. It's almost like the intent. So let's say we'll do the music analogy. Let's say he's like, hey, yeah, you're going to be number one on Billboard and you're going to go on tour with Brandy, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Promise you Brandy. All these things. As long as you do this stuff. And you're like, man, I don't want to do that stuff to you or whatever. I don't want to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And your celebrity, your everything just kind of falls. Like, they talk about MIA. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, some weird stuff she was saying they wanted her to do. She's like, I ain't going to do it. And then now all of a sudden she can't leave the country.
Yeah.
She's under some kind of embargo or something or another. But then if you go and say, okay, now I don't have a job. Now I'm going to tell the world why. Some people look at you like you're only saying it now because you didn't make it. You know what I mean? It's a.
I like this.
That's why I'm saying people who do come forward with these things, you got to like realize how brave that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They ain't always just looking for a payday. They want this person to not do it anymore.
Yeah, and that's the burden of proof that they have to prove in court that it absolutely did happen without a shadow of doubt.
I mean, how do you make the guy suffer? He prints money.
I mean, oh, yeah.
You're not really going to cancel him, or he's still going to make a killing?
No. No. Well, that's what Jay-Z says. He says he has passports for every country. And to me, that's like saying, why are you saying that? Mm-hmm. You're doing something wrong where you need to leave? Greece?
There's some word, they don't have extradition treaties.
Everybody's going to Greece.
All right, Greece. Then. Well, I'm Paige. And those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
It has nothing to do with anything sinister or whatever.
Yeah.
They're real lax on weed and taxing, and they don't get in everybody's political bullcrap.
I always thought they were real weak on taxing because their economy fell.
They don't have a bunch.
Well, do you want to pay for everybody's war, or do you want to live somewhere where you don't give a crap about war and you don't pay taxes?
Sounds pretty fun to me. Sounds all right to me, Matt, man.
Plus the chili cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Paige. When we come back, we're going to say, those of you born on February the 27th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Right after this. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live. Thanks for rubbing that in, Jim.
You're welcome.
Live from CallRob.com studios here. I got you by one on that one, though. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on February 27th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
You stole her suck it.
Oh, is it Ronnie Magro?
No.
Oh, is it Pauly D?
No.
Situation?
No.
Oh.
This is a female.
God, I can't think of any of them.
Snooki?
No. The other one.
Dina?
The other one.
Jenny.
Yes, J-Wild. Jenny Farley.
Should have been the first guess.
J-Wild?
Oh, this one's dirty, I remember.
Yeah, we can cut it now.
Thank you.
I think we made the same mistake last year.
Uh-huh.
I remember, J-Wild, too. J-Wild, I was thinking of the MC down at the Greenville Drive games. That's J-Do, though.
Oh.
Jay, wow.
They still book a lot of...
I can't even think of what she looks like.
They make a lot of money. Jersey Shore people.
Older, though, than you Weird. Would imagine. Plus, how long ago was that show?
At least 15 years or so.
Well, they still do it. They do Vacation now.
But the one that was popular.
It's probably their kids now are on there.
Thursdays are Thursdays, baby.
You really watching MTV at the house?
No.
He did used to watch, though.
I did. That was his favorite show.
I used to watch the original, but when I watched the Sunday morning videos, I see the commercials.
Jersey Shore debuted 15 years ago.
Wow. So I think she was like mid-20s then. So I'm going to say she's 45.
She got about 40. 40. I'm going to say 40.
43.
She is 38 today.
Oh, Lord.
She was 23 when they was doing
Stay
that.
Stay out of the sun.
Mm.
How you're about, looking like an Agner bag. No
still
offense.
Got big hooters.
How about the child of a former president?
Amy Carter.
No.
Chelsea Carter. Chelsea Clinton.
Oh.
That's the one. Not Jenna Bush Hager. Not the young Barbara Bush.
She looks a lot better now.
Not Sasha Malia Obama.
Didn't one of you say most presidents have brothers? I thought one of you said that. Then I was thinking about it. Like, yeah, they do.
A lot of them do.
Because people forget Biden's got a brother.
Yeah. It looks
well,
just
the
like
Kennedys
him.
Would yeah. lock the sisters in the attic.
That's true.
It looks just like whatever Biden version this is.
Which is awful.
Obama ain't have a brother. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
No, I don't believe so.
No.
He might have been the only one. W, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Old Jeb.
Jeb's best.
Simple Jeb.
Simple Jeb, yes.
Nine, Trump said, hey, he said, what do you think about me getting a beard?
And I said,
well, Obama had one. And he's like, really? I said, but enough about Michelle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I popped clever. Trump with that one.
That's clever you did.
If I use it on Instagram.
I like it.
It was a good one.
I might credit, lift it.
Credit to Fat Man, I believe I called him.
Yeah, you got it mixed up.
Go ahead, Paige, you're first, if you'd like.
Oh, gosh. 45?
Who was going to say that?
Say something else.
44. What a 4.
42.
Chelsea Clinton is 44 today.
Hey, got one.
How about former Miami Heat player and former Kansas City Chief?
Who's the most, real quick, who's the most famous presidential child? The product, besides JFK Jr., I think that's.
Yeah.
Besides. Any of them ever go on to do anything of, like, major note?
Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna She's Bush on. Hager hosts, like, TV shows or something. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's amazing that it goes from JFK Jr. to Jenna Hager Bush.
Yeah. I mean, the Trump kids haven't really done anything besides, you know, work in the dad's businesses.
Yeah.
They didn't really do anything to stretch out beyond that. So, I guess, I can't think
of
anything.
One of the Obama girls is going to start making movies, but I think she changed her name. Mm-hmm. If I read that right. Like her last name.
Smart. She's gonna be.
It's hard to top John Jr. though.
Yeah. The basketball player. Go ahead.
He's known for his time with the Chiefs, the Falcons, and the Miami Heat.
Football then. And
Heat.
Tony Gonzalez.
Oh.
Yeah, he'd go hang out with the Heat in the preseason and stuff.
Minicamp. Okay.
Minicamp.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer 2019.
Never won a ring, man.
He's great though.
Yeah.
I'll go whatever Fat Boy says.
50?
No, that's not right. He's 48.
49.
Tony G is 48 today.
Oh, you goober. You big goober.
You smooch him. Oh, no. Did we just talk about them earlier?
You mentioned Left Eye earlier.
Which means you cheat like hell.
No, it doesn't. She said waterfalls.
Yeah, she was talking about waterfalls, North Carolina. That's correct.
I was chasing them the summer of 94. I will say, who are we guessing?
Oh,
Chili?
It is Chili. Rosanda Chili Thomas.
She's still a Mac 10?
Didn't somebody propose to her recently and get turned down, like after a Super Bowl or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Hang on.
I hope it wasn't Mac 10. Look that up.
No.
One third of the West Side Connection, baby.
Might have been Bone Crusher.
Let's see. On January 2nd, TLC's Chili and Matthew Lawrence are dating was in the news. So, yeah, I guess that's what I saw. Matthew Lawrence and Chili are a couple.
Sounds like they're trying to get a reality show.
They will.
Maybe on Oxygen or something.
50 even. Nifty.
53. Jack
54.
It up.
Chili is 53 today. And we'll hit two. We got two more we got to hit. James Worthy's 63.
Oh.
I'll just tell you about him.
Tar Heels.
Lakers. I don't like North Carolina.
We got to hit Johnny Van Zant real quick, and then one more.
I thought he was dead.
Johnny.
That's Ronnie.
Johnny's the current singer for Skinner.
Which one had the hat?
Ronnie.
Okay.
Who's got it now? Richard. Rick Harrison.
Well, he said he sold it, right?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I believe he did.
His son died. I saw that's awful.
That's sad.
How old is Johnny Van Zant?
Enough about someone's son
dying. Insensitive to Rick Harrison. I'm sorry.
80. I don't know. My redneckism don't go that far.
68. 69.
70.
Johnny Van Zant, 64 today. Surprised me. I thought he'd be older than that.
Yeah.
And then the other one I really wanted to hit, you'll understand why, because you're from Greenville, Joanne Woodward.
Oh, went to Greenville High School.
Yeah, and I always forget she has not passed away. Every year on her birthday, I thought, oh, man, I thought she passed on.
Yep.
I saw her in the Glass Menagerie. She did a play here when I was a kid.
I don't remember that bar, but I'll tell you.
I mean,
when I was a kid and I used to send off for autographs in the mail, people that were from around here I would send to, and I told her, I said, you went to Greenville High School? No. Who knows what my handwriting looked like? But anyway, she sent back a picture. And it said, to 94. Greenville High School, Joanne Woodward.
Oh.
She wrote it to the school.
Did you give it to him?
Hell no. I got some fingernail polish remover and took the inscription off. You don't scrub it too hard, it won't mess it up.
That's what we did after Cam Newton signed our mini helmets.
Absolutely.
When every other dude tried to sign it.
Yep. She, kicker. She won an Oscar for The Three Faces of Eve.
Mm. You can't rent those anymore. They're
Paul Newman's widow.
She's great.
Man, this is wild. God love her. 92?
94.
88.
Joanne Woodward is, in fact, 94 today, fat boy.
Hey!
That's all we got.
Very nice.
Pretty lady.
I mean, probably not now.
Man, you never know.
Well, she was only here for a little bit, right? And then she took off.
Yeah, she wasn't here for long.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we all are going to be that way.
She came back and did local theater and other things here for years.
Archie wanted to get in on emceeing the Enchanted Forest Gala. Mm-hmm. It was already taken.
Makes me want to go to Union and do local radio.
Oh.
Give back to the community.
Don't forget the newspaper because I got to read the obituaries today.
Happy heavenly death.
Oh, my God.
That'd be something the newspaper, if they got in on, that'd be smart. It's the obituaries, you put heavenly obituaries every year. Oh, go with it, Hearst Argyle.
Ronald Turdell called him Big Turd, passed away. Rest in peace.
I'd like to say this. Thank you for listening to today's show.
I hope that's not a real person.
Could you imagine?
I tried to think hard to make him a fake name.
How did he know Big Turdy? Tomorrow is Wednesday. We'll have a brand new Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery tomorrow in full with audio that will be used to enhance the storytelling process.
Yeah.
I'm asking you on the air because I don't remember. Did you say you were doing a BDA tomorrow?
I can do one more.
Beatty.
Listen to that. It's like a woman who doesn't want to go eat to the restaurant, you said. Hey, you want to go to Blank's?
Whatever you
want. Yeah, we can.
Oh, no, I said it with enthusiasm. Yeah, we can do one tomorrow. I didn't say we can.
You want to do one tomorrow?
Yeah, I want to do one tomorrow.
All right, we're going to do one tomorrow.
That's some good stuff.
Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 72341. We're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, Google, all of them. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You heard right stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.